So great question here about what is the overall purpose of Facebook ads? As a bunch of you watching this are not taking my Facebook ads course, so this might be a good little tiny primer. Is the point to grow your following or to sell something? Well, both in the long run, but my strategy around it, which I believe is the most effective strategy, obviously, otherwise I wouldn't be using it and teaching it, is you first warm up cool people before you sell to them. I'm not saying you should never sell to someone who has no idea who you are. We see Facebook ads all the time that, we have no idea who that person is. If you surf Facebook, you'll see Facebook ads of people you don't know. Sometimes they use a very sexy picture or something like that to get your attention. Not my style, not my strategy, not my recommendation, because you get too much attention. And what happens is when people engage in your ads that are just based on pretty pictures or even videos, which if they watch it for 3 seconds, they're now part of your warm audience. So if they engage in your pretty picture or watch the video for 3 seconds, they're suddenly part of your warm audience. Your warm audience gets bigger and bigger, more and more diluted, less and less effective, more and more of a waste of money. Because the idea is you are reaching the cool people, people who millions, tens, hundred, 2 billion potentially, right? 2 billion Facebook users. Potentially, a bunch of those people, probably at least tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, are your perfect client. Like literally people who would be like, they look like psychologically, demographically, just like your favorite client, at least a few tens of thousands for each of us, if not hundreds of thousands for some of us. So out of 2.2 billion. Anyway, so lots of people who could be blessed by your services and by your content. And that's how I start, is I reach cool audiences with my content because I think of it as marketing is ministry, in my opinion. Authentic marketing, good marketing is ministry. No matter if someone buys, I want them to have the benefit of my experience. If I could shift some mind, uplift a heart, I have done my job for the day for my authentic marketing, right? And if I could do that to 1,000 people, I've done my job 1,000 times. All right. So that's marketing as ministry. And obviously, some of those people are going to start following you. And the people who have engaged with your ad, they now automatically get roped into what's called your warm audience, what I call the warm audience. And the warm audience are the ones who have some evidence that they like your energy signature. They engage with your content in some way, and therefore they're much more appropriate to see your offers, right? So that's the main strategy. The different main difference I have with most Facebook ads experts is they start running offers, product, services, webinar funnels, or whatever to cool people. I understand they have like, I don't have time, George, for this warm marketing ministry BS. I just want to make money, and I don't care if I spend lots of money on Facebook ads, which is what ends up happening because their warm audience is like in the hundreds of thousands now because they're like, they were not thoughtful and careful like me. I spend money much better because I'm talking mostly to solopreneurs. Most of the Facebook ads managers, most of the Facebook ads experts are talking to companies, software companies, and other larger organizations that can spend. Have you noticed when you run a Facebook ad using Facebook Ads Manager, the default amount they want you to spend is $700 per ad? What are you talking about? I spend $700 a month on a bunch of ads, not $700 per ad. Now you don't have to spend $700. I tell everyone start with $30 a month, $30 a month, right? I'm talking to solopreneurs. That's why most Facebook ads strategies don't work for me and probably not for you too. So it also feels good. When you run an ad for your best content, you are helping to create a positive ripple effect in the world, whether or not someone follows you, even if they never buy. That's my philosophy. Positive ripple effect, no matter what, creating a positive impact. And of course, some of those people are going to engage and therefore be able to see our offer ads going forward. And the offer ads are where we make money. Sure. That's how we get clients, et cetera. So I hope this is helpful as an overall crash course in Facebook ad strategy from a more, maybe more heart-based, authentic perspective. Thanks. And a follow-up question is, what if you want to take a break from social media? You're welcome to. I take breaks from social media too. And the nice thing about ads is once you set them up and running, your social media is never taking a break. The system is working on your behalf. You cannot be posting for a month. But if you're running an ad for a month or 2 months or whatever, or running an ad each month, then you take a break for 2 months and you're still reaching thousands of people every month. New people and maybe warm people, if you have some offers, you know, I'm taking a sabbatical for 2 months from social media. Great. Let's run a couple of ads. Let's run, you know, once a month ad or twice a month ad to cool audiences. So maybe 2 to 4 ads during your break, you know, your best content, your best articles, right? I like articles. So anyway, I teach an entire Facebook ads course. Those of you watching, you can take that and we'll go into this deep, but that's what I'm saying. You can take a break and the new people who are possibly going to benefit a lot from you are still getting that benefit of your presence. Even though you're not there, they're seeing the best of your work. And then your warm audience are also seeing your offers. If you want to keep running offer ads, meaning services, products, during your absence, you can still do that. So hope that helps.